Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, he is with us. The guy that the Rooney Rule was named after. We were talking about the NFL the other day, and Matt Rooney's name came up. Is the Rooney Rule still in play? He also was a panelist last night, a questioner, in the first big Republican debate. Also, he's the one that, not sure if he still has it up at SaveJersey.com, the Phil Murphy party thing that made nationally. He was on Jesse Waters around it. The statements of Phil Murphy. That had nothing to do with illegal people above his garage. So Matt joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, good afternoon.
Thank God Stalker didn't use the real Rooney Rule when he was hiring Sunday night hosts, because I'm the whitest, most basic Irish guy you could ever meet.
Well, you're the architect of the rule, so he had to pretend, and he went through that. That's right. So, Matt, what was last night? This is so winnable, but we need the right person.
Yeah.
What was your major question of the four? What did you get to ask that you think was a core question?
Well, I tried anyway, right, Tom? And
yeah.
Sometimes that's all you can do. I mean, you're as experienced an interviewer as anyone. And that's really what a debate is. It's an interview with four people that all want the same job all at once. I had the opportunity to pick from a bunch of topics, but you can't ask them all, so I asked three. I wanted to ask them about DEI and immigration, because I think those are two extremely prominent topics right now for the Republicans that are going to be voting in the primary in June. And I also asked about the deep state, because New Jersey had a deep state problem before the idea was popularized, right? We just had five New Jersey governors, two Republicans, three Democrats, huddled at a groundbreaking ceremony in South Jersey that was presided over by a guy who's under indictment for racketeering. What is that? And what are you as a candidate going to do to address it? They completely blew past that question. I wonder if maybe I hit a little too close to home there. The answers to my other two questions were a little bit better. I don't think anybody on the stage wants to keep New Jersey a sanctuary state. I don't think they're going to prioritize DEI. What I was really looking for, Dom, and I don't think we got yesterday, and this is my criticism, I wanted something that was more aspirational. And I'm not talking about fluff. But the last time we flipped the governorship in New Jersey, it was 2009, Chris Christie, a very different Chris Christie than one we have today. But I remember at the time, and I know you do too, Democrats, unaffiliated voters, they would say to me, Matt, you know, we don't always agree with what he says, but we believe that he believes what he says and that he is a genuine change article. He's going to shake things up. That's what I think voters want in this environment. And I'm not saying there isn't someone on that stage that can be that person. In fact, I think that a few of them could be, but I just don't think that came through last night.
That is a great point. I mean, we know the Trump energy, we know all that, but we fear maybe the downside of that if they're linked with Trump by some, quote, moderate Democrat. And the antidote to that is if they are aspirational with some big ideas in a couple of areas, I'm going to do this that's popular, I think that inoculates you from all that other stuff.
Yeah, look, I mean, Donald Trump is way more popular in New Jersey today than he's been at any point since he entered the political arena. There was actually a poll recently that showed, I believe it was from Emerson, Dom, that had him with a 2-point or 4-point gross higher approval rating than Phil Murphy. Think about that for a second, higher favorability for Trump than Murphy. But I've always thought, and I think you agree, I don't want to put words in your mouth, being pro-Trump has always been about more than just agreeing with one man on everything. It's an attitude towards government. It's a level of transparency that you bring to your public service and the public discourse. It's not about just doing a lame impression of one person. It's about emulating the spirit of America First and those, hey, listen, this is our government. It doesn't belong to the deep state, way of operating. And that's what we need more from these New Jersey Republican candidates. They played it kind of safe last night. They devolved into a lot of hyper-personal infighting, which this is Jersey. We're fine with sharp elbows. But it has to relate to something that people actually care about. And we got that at times, but at a lot of points, we didn't, and I was tempted to grab a microphone at a couple points and hop up on stage, not because I'm so great, Dom, but I wanted it to go in a better direction.
Yeah, I love what you said there. Right. It seemed to be arguing over who's more Trumpian, and that'll come up, but evolving into things that are not really where people are. One of those, the biggest, is affordability. I don't know how the Democrats, Matt, but look at the state. Somehow or another, they've been able to do it. Democrats are saying affordability, that's the issue. They're the ones that caused it. Their ideology will cause it again. How did that play out with Republicans? What did they say specifically about that?
So we got a pledge generally to not raise any taxes, which, I mean, that should go without saying, and the state with the highest net tax burden of any of any in the country. So that was good. There was also a discussion of the school funding formula, which drives your property taxes. They also got into affordable housing, which the way it works in Jersey, very long story short, there's a formula that's imposed by the Supreme Court. So our towns are constantly being forced to build affordable housing units, even when they don't need them. And we're already the state and the unions is close to being overbuilt. So these are all the things that drive your property taxes, your taxes generally. And there's no doubt if you compare the two debates that Republicans substantively are far out ahead. The Democrats, part of the reason their debate, Tom, was a lot less contentious. They don't disagree on anything. They want the status quo. They like the status quo. That should be unacceptable to anybody paying attention.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I did pick up on, and I don't want to go too far with this, I trust your judgment, is that Darren Spadia said they would bar transgender athletes from teams and facilities that don't align with their birth gender, prohibit so-called gender-affirming care, et cetera. But it doesn't seem this breakdown that Cetarelli particularly was all on board with that. He said, quote, I'm here to protect any and all groups, particularly marginalized groups, here in New Jersey, plain and simple.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's an answer generally, and most of the candidates respond to that question. I was a little disappointed. I've always thought simplicity is the appropriate remedy when the problem isn't complicated. We know what's going on here. Everyone should be treated with dignity, so long as they're not trying to transgress against your rights, right?
Yeah.
Your rights stop at the tip of my nose. But that doesn't mean that, especially for minors, we should be indulging something that's fantasy. We're humans aren't frogs. You can't change your gender. If you're an adult and you want to wear a dress at night and go clubbing and you're a man, knock yourself out, right? Free country, God bless America. But it shouldn't be controversial for all these candidates to just say leave kids out of it, especially with tax dollars, especially in the realm of public institutions, schools and libraries. You know, I just said that probably in about 30 seconds. Every candidate should have been able to say that. I don't even think what I just said, Dom, is controversial with most Democrats and unaffiliated, certainly those right. that have kids in their families.
And Matt, that's why I worry. This is not a question that even in Jersey, I think that should put you behind the eight ball. This is an opportunity to jump into it and to talk about the rights of the others that are affected here while saying we're not going to be undignified in how we go about this. And don't even add any extraneous language of all this stuff. Just say it's a fairness principle. That's what we're calling the Women in Sports Act. Don't even get into the bathrooms and everything else. To me, the world of sports is a winner on this. It brings in people that might not follow politics, and they want to know when they hear the other side wants to do it. It happened in the Trump election. That's why they spent $40 million on it.
Well, you're right, Dom, and you make a brilliant point, because I think something Republicans all too often do poorly, but Donald Trump has begun to correct this. Yes, you have to speak to the head. We shouldn't manipulate people like Democrats, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't speak to the heart. So on that particular issue, yeah, it's not about trying to depossess somebody else or dispossess someone else of their rights. It's about protecting kids. I mean, I have a daughter, right? I mean, she has rights too. And I think when you lead with that, you're correct. It's unambiguously a winning issue, even in New Jersey, especially now as we transform into a swing state. I'm sure you saw the voter registration numbers, Dom, from the last month.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive. It's massive. We're turning.
Oh, it is without a doubt. And with Scott Presler there and the winds are at the back, just the right candidate is going to make it this time. So, Matt, what is it that Murphy is trying to do here? And has he been thwarted? He's sending a signal out through his guy. Well, maybe he really doesn't have someone there. I think he was trying to suck Homan into this. And maybe the woman is marginally not supposed to be here. And then say, that's what Trump is. They're haters. They're going after everybody.
Well, right. So there's not a good explanation here, right? That's the easy way to say it. I mean, either the governor is Jussie Smollett, and he completely manufactured something, which is sick, or he has someone living there that he shouldn't, or had them there, and he was breaking federal law. Or I think what you just said is maybe he was being creative with how he described their status, and in so doing could have set up a dangerous conversation between our men and women in blue in the New Jersey State Police and federal authorities. And this is a guy who, like many liberals, you know, they light candles every January 6th. That's their high holy day, right? The insurrection was the most horrendous thing that they've ever seen. That's how they describe it. What were you just doing, Phil, by trying to set up a dangerous confrontation between your state's police force and federal authorities? That could have resulted in bloodshed. I don't think it's hyperbole to say so.
Sorry to interrupt, but for what you're saying there, I didn't even think about that. You're indicating go and try to do it. It's not just Phil Murphy standing there. He would have maybe had the state police standing there and saying you can't enter. My God.
Oh, yeah, the state police guard his mansion just the same as the Secret Service guard the White House. So how about those poor guys and gals? They were put in harm's way. I'm sure they really appreciate that. They already don't like the man. Now they have another reason.
I can't imagine having to protect him and the wife every day. Oh, my God. It is an endless thing. So, Matt, good work last night. What are you working on next? What are we going to hear on Sunday? What's on your mind this week?
Thank you, sir. So normally what we do on the Matt Rooney Show this week is we would do a deep dive on the debate. However, we took a poll because we believe in democracy, right? And we decided, you know what? It's Super Bowl Sunday. Matt Rooney Show airs during the Super Bowl. We're growing by leaps and bounds. We're still not as big as the NFL, Dom, especially when the Eagles are playing. I think had the Eagles lost, then I probably would have said, the heck with it. We don't want to watch it anyway. Let's have a show. So we're on a one-week hiatus, but we'll return the following week. We'll recap the New Jersey gubernatorial debate. It really is one of the biggest stories in the country this year, even if you're not New Jersey, because if we can win, that race, anything is possible. It's always preceded. Victory in New Jersey has always preceded big national moments. The Tea Party Revolution, the 94 Revolution. We have to make sure 25 is the same.
Absolutely. Matt, SaveJersey.com is the one stop to go. Thank you, Matt. Have a good Super Bowl watching.
Thank you, my friend. Go Birds.
All right, thank you, Matt. Matt Rooney here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me go. Let me take a couple more on the side question today. Who's lucky? That's what we're looking for here. The great Joe of Exton. Joe, who's lucky?
Yes, hello, Don. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
Yes,
Joe, we can't hear you.
All right, I'll put you on hold, Joe. We have a little problem there. We'll come back to you. Bill and Bucks, Talk Radio 1210. You get some of the music, Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome in.
Oh, hi there. Dom?
Yes, Bill.
We got Evel Knievel.
Oh, yeah? Very lucky that he lived through a lot of that. As you know, I interviewed him and called him Mr. Knievel, and he was a great interview. But, yeah, he did survive for quite a long period of time. A lot of luck. Yeah, a lot of skill, but broke every bone in his body. All right, we'll get back to Joe and
Should
some others.
Now if you wanted him.
Okay, let's try Joe now. I don't know if I agree with him that this guy was lucky, though. Joe, who's your pick today?
Yes. Captain Sullenberger lands his commercial airplane on the Hudson River in the middle of Manhattan with no catastrophe and no loss of life.
Joe, you see, you're hitting home here to me. You may be right. It may have been an element of luck. I just believe this guy's so good, I would fly with him anywhere. So I try to see. Nah, he knew he was going to do it all the time. But you're probably more in touch with reality on that. It is pretty audacious. Thank you, Joe.
I mean, luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
Right.
So
exactly.
You're talking about a guy who's super experienced as a pilot, finally got faced the opportunity, like, oh, I got to do something, and he pulled that off perfectly.
It's the boldness of saying, oh, no, I'm not going to kid myself. We're not going to make it to the airport. So the Hudson's right down there. That's what we're going to do.
Really thought you were going to say luck is a lady tonight there.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Mr. Tom Jones, always lucky. Not Sir quite. Tom Jones.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Has all the money gone.
All right, that is right. And today we're playing for a 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center, February 28th through March 2nd. For more information and tickets, visit acboatshow.com.
Yeah, Dom, today we're remembering the breakup of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer today on this date. So we thought we'd ask for a lucky man. And, you know, because their song, Lucky Man. Mm-hmm. Well, if we got a whole side question centered around the song, why not play off the song for Money Melody as well? So, Dom, today we have a cover in a different language of ELP's Lucky Man. We want to know what language this is being sung in. Two quick clues. National animal is a wolf, and they're the biggest producers of kiwis on their continent. Take a listen.
E donne a dozzine, vestite di seta, vogliono starti vicino. Oh, ma che lucky man che sei.
You want to know, Dom, what language this cover's being sung in today?
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to the Atlantic City Boat Show. A little bit more on Phil Murphy. Matt said something there really interesting about this whole despicable thing he's involved in. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 12.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Well, Tim.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. All right, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, lucky man. And then Dan takes it to the language zone. What were those clues again, Dan?
Yes, Dom, this country's national animal is a wolf, and it's the largest producer of kiwis on its continent.
All right, let's go to Andy.
Oh, you got
to
hear the clue first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For those who just tuned in, yes.
Right, yeah.
Take a listen.
E donne a dozzine vestite di.
All right, let's go to Andy. He's in an unusual location, the car, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, in the car, what's your guess?
Oh. Well, I have several of mine. I'm going to go with my first choice. It's a wild-ass guess, even though I am a giant ELP fan. My wild-ass guess is New Zealand.
Not New Zealand,
I would have guessed that. New Zealand, though, speaks English, don't they? I guess there's a...
They're just called the Kiwis, affectionately.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, I think it's English.
Nothing to do with the fruit.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with it. Yeah. Let's go to Richard in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Whoops. Lost Richard. He must have thought maybe another clue here, Dan.
What's wrong with our phones?
Everyone in line just hung up.
Yeah, that's what it seems like it just happened there.
All right, 855-839-1210.
Yeah, so wolf, national animal, biggest producer of the kiwi fruit, and Dom, three active volcanoes, and the only country in its continent, once again, to have volcanoes.
Huh. All right. Let's hear a little bit more. I don't know. People seem to have given up. They seem flummoxed now. It doesn't happen. It is some...
I don't know what the heck happened there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's take them off air then, since 855-83. Make a guess. No harm, no foul on this. Just jump on board.
Ooh, I like that. I stumped him, I think. I'd say a highly prevalent love both in New Jersey and Philadelphia and this region for this country.
Ah,
yeah.
There's a lot of good clues. Somebody
a lot of love for this country on this program itself.
There you go. All right, we'll take it when we get a winner here. You think it's a winner. Matt Rooney just made a great point in this ongoing saga with this despicable governor, right? Does he have a woman there that he went on with this? Is he being fanciful? And I didn't think about it when we talked about it. The state police would be there. Is that what he's referencing? Come, try to come and get it. A showdown of the state police and the federal. I mean, imagine being in law enforcement. You got to put up with this guy. You got to protect him and all of his antics. And then if Homan showed up, they'd have to go through the state police. And I guess they'd have the head of the state police would have to be there to say, you cannot come into this ground. We protect the governor or something. My God. Great point by Matt. As far as provoking possible injury to all kinds of people here. And what's Homan supposed to do then? Just say, all right, never mind, we're going to go away? Of course they have authority if the woman's here illegally. 855-839-1210.
I feel so awesome. I got it, finally. No one gets this, Dom. It's great. This country's slightly larger than the state of Arizona.
All right.
Its flag is based on the strawberry tree. Strawberry tree, not the bush, but the strawberry tree. Yeah.
All right. All right, when we get a guest, I'll go to it. Let me go to Scott in Mount Laurel next. Hello, Scott. Afternoon.
Hey, guys. I'll tell you, earlier when I was hearing that lady defending the NEA, Department of Education, by saying you're taking the money out of the children's mouths and giving it to the billionaires. First of all, the money is being wasted and at best and hurting children at worst with these ridiculous policies. But the other thing is, we're not going to spend the money somewhere else. We're going to stop borrowing as much. We want to save money.
Well, to that point, Republicans are blocking this idea of having Elon Musk testify, Scott. I would love to have him testify because I think he would lay out point for a half hour the ridiculous spending, and the American people hear this stuff, they're going to go nuts.
Yeah, I think it's odd. We hear about it all the time. We kind of laugh and roll our eyes and nothing ever happens. But the entitlement mentality of these, you know, the NEA and people like that, that, hey, this money is there and it's going to be spent and we want our share and we're going to fight tooth and nail because, you know, we deserve it. We this is our job to do, I think one of the ladies said.
Yeah, and to spend our money. Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah, on their bogus agenda that doesn't even help anybody.
So what's your side question today, Scott?
I had a funny one, but then I went to this and then listened to all the serious ones. I wanted to switch to a funny one, but I'll go with the one I gave to Hank there. There was an Angola train crash. It was a train out of Cleveland all the way up to New York. And there was a young guy who was supposed to get on. His bag got on it, but he didn't make it on. And that was a lucky guy, John Rockefeller.
Wow.
John, and after that, he felt that his name, his life had this special purpose, like that God had spared him for some particular reason.
That's a driver when you think that. Thank you, Scott, very much. All right, we do have a winner here. You want to put the caller on there, Dan?
No, I don't want to come on air, but we do have a winner. It's Maggie. Maggie's winning. She came in from Bucks County, Dom.
Right.
I don't know what clue it was, but again, those clues that we have. Biggest producer of kiwi fruit in the continent being Europe. Also, the only country to have active volcanoes in Europe, three of them. Strawberry tree flag, that being red, white, and green. It's getting a little bit narrower, just a little bit bigger than the state of Arizona, and a lot of ties here to New Jersey, Philadelphia. Dom, the language being Italian.
Right. Doesn't sound Italian to me. Now, it's because of the tenor of the song, maybe. You know what I mean? No, I heard a little bit there. Yeah. Still sounds more Spanish.
It does. Well, it's Latin. You know, it's all the same sense.
Yeah. All right. So almost stumping them forever on something that was Italian. We'll have it again tomorrow at about 2:13. All right. So we've had a lot of stuff. We have Victoria Coates on. It was just brilliant today. But she thinks the plan would be to take people out of Gaza. I think that's problematic that you're going to get them willingly or unwillingly to go. We have leverage over these countries, but for years they don't want them because of what they would do in those countries like Jordan and Egypt. Then the next step would be to de-radicalize them, and that might take years. Meanwhile, you're developing Gaza. There's going to be a lot of issues for that to come anywhere near being set off, but it does open up. Okay, we're not going to do the same thing again. That part I get. We can't do the same thing here. This is endless. President Trump, in about half hour, will be signing the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. And again, the stuff that goes on in schools and all that, it's one thing. But the sporting part of this is just outrageous to hear anybody that they possibly could be on the other side. But Phil Murphy, can you imagine the state police being forced to protect his mansion with the feds there after they checked out this alleged woman? How in the world does a state elect this guy twice? I mean, we've been through this so many times with Jersey. And the issue of affordability, my theory on it, and I think it's just a common sense theory. How do they get away with this stuff? Because people want to be in a place like Jersey. It has place. It has the music, the culture, the food. All those drive, the accent, all those driving forces. And if you grew up there, you'd want to be there. You don't want to go to someplace else. And they know that. So as many people as move out, they still have something there that people really want. And they continue to regulate and tax and go down that path. And the Democrat primary this week, they were doubling down on exactly the same things that went on during the national election. So a Republican should win this without a doubt. I know I have people that email me, they're a suspect. They don't want a wimpy Republican candidate who thinks they'll wimp their way to victory here. So this argument, two of the Republican candidates said, yeah, they're going to stop this transgender nonsense in sports particularly. Two others did not. I just think that's a big mistake. And when we get them on, I'll bring that up. This is the time to go back and forth over this. RFK Jr., we're waiting on the confirmation vote of the entire Senate. Should happen in the very near future. Not sure about this week. 855-839-1210. More calls coming up. We'll have a winner today. We've had some great answers. Someone who is lucky. That's what we're looking for. Let's talk about Diane Cardano for a moment. You know, if you're thinking about putting your home up for sale in 2025 or making the preliminary steps, the market isn't what it used to be, Diane says. Raising interest rates, pickier buyers, and changing home values make it tougher than ever. That's why you need an expert who knows the real estate market inside and out, someone who gets results and has. Diane's been on with me 10, 11, 12 years, something like that. You can talk to Diane Cardano-Casaccio of Cardano Realtors, the agent of choice for home sellers who want top dollar and a stress-free experience. Diane knows how market affects your home's value. The smart upgrades, brilliant at this, that will get the highest return, what buyers demand in 2025, how to make them compete for your home, how to sell fast without costly mistakes. Diane doesn't do fluff, just real strategies that always work. Call Diane today to get a free signed copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset, and learn how to sell smarter. To get an appointment or get the book, call now at 215-576-8666 or talk with Diane at dianescalendar.com. All right, big news. Pam Bondi has just been in the office, confirmed a little bit, and she has just ordered the DOJ to stop funding sanctuary cities. Stop funding cities like Philadelphia. Now, we'll break this down for you. In the past, we've seen some tepid attempts at this at these sanctuary cities, and Philadelphia is one of them. Jersey is a sanctuary state. Why have they failed? Well, they failed in the past. People were making some kind of move. I think it was Jeff Sessions. And, after a legal battle, when you'll have people demanding this, they caved in and they went forward with the funding. I think Pam Bondi and the Trump administration is going to fight this out. And this is big news. This is the only way to stop these people. Do not give them the money. Take away every dollar that you can from places like Philadelphia. And we have a mayor right now who is not, like Jim Kenney, is not wanting to fight this to the death on the sanctuary city thing. I'm not saying she can capitulate, though, with this first shot. But Pam Bondi's she was in the Oval Office, it seemed like a half hour ago, just announced that they are taking away funding. She's directed the Department of Justice to take away funding from sanctuary cities. And Jersey, you're the entire state. And Philadelphia would be a great test case here. Dan, if you see anything more on that.
Yeah, I'm looking for the audio.
In the past, there seemed to be movement, and you have something. Okay, let's hear it.
These criminals made one very big mistake. They wound up in Polk County. And I'll tell you.
I'm sorry, this is an order.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, I'll find you something.
I'm trying to go back on the spot here as far as why this didn't work before. I remember some tepid movement by Jeff Sessions. I had him on. He was here in Philadelphia around this, about taking away the money, and then it seemed like they capitulated. They didn't follow through on it from sanctuary cities. All right? And what money are we talking about? I'm just reading the headline here, as just directed the DOJ to stop funding sanctuary cities. I guess that means for whatever federal legal expenses are involved there. I'm not sure what else she can do from the Department of Justice, whatever it is. You will see now an all-out battle over this. Now we're talking. Deporting these people is one thing. You take away money from these blue cities that have to exist by all this federal government largesse, and you are really striking a blow. She's been in the office now, confirmed, for just a brief period of time. So, Dan, you can interrupt. You find anything on this. As I remember, this was talked about before, but we haven't. This is big. Even if it seems to be, why can't we just wave a magic wand and stop them by taking away every federal money? I don't know that it can be done that way. And this is the area to strike that she has the power over. So I'm hoping this starts a chain effect here where some of these sanctuary cities are, if they don't completely renounce it, are going to, at least behind the scenes, not be as wild about it. Now, I haven't seen what Jersey said, the entire state sanctuary, so is California, I guess. I guess they're saying we'll fight this in court. Well, I don't know that you have to give them the money while that's going on. I think that's what the Trump people may do. So that's fine. You can go to court. We're not sending you the money based upon what they're doing with the USAID. All right, let's go.
She spoke for about a minute and a half when she got her confirmation, and it was just, you know, thanking Trump and saying that she wants to make America safe. She did not mention this specific issue. I think this was done mostly behind closed doors.
All right, but if you take a look, Dan, see what they did under Sessions. I remember him trying to do it, and it failed. They gave up on it. I'm not sure why. That's what I'm trying to remember the exact reason why. But this is a big day, certainly, here, moving on this. Let's go to Orin in Cherry Hill. Orin's on Talk Radio 1210. Orin, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm an Israeli-American. I want to talk about Gaza, but I also wanted to talk about Darren Beatty. This is a guy that the Trump administration threw out the first time for having close ties to white supremacists, and then now they put him right back into the administration. Why does Trump love Nazis and white supremacists?
You know what, buddy? Look. Let me just be as clear as I can, Oren. If you wanted to come on and say something about this guy, I know of him, Undersecretary. I think he's a questionable pick. I said that then, I'll say it now. Don't tell the screeners something else that you want to talk about and then come on. It just annoys other people that really want to just be straightforward about what they're talking about. Okay? Just do that. So I answered on this. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, hard to believe. 4.5 years of performing in public, and I still get stage fright. I was not real happy with yesterday's song, so I didn't know if you wanted a song about Guantanamo Bay today or not.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure, why not, Earl?
Okay, a little Bobby Bloom. You legal cross the border on one sunny day, spreading rape and murder across the USA. They arrested him and locked him up, put him away. He thought that in the United States is where he'd stay. Oh, no. Oh, Donald Trump is sending him to Guantanamo Bay.
Very nice, Earl.
Your best,
always.
Earl.
Yeah.
I'll give like a 6 out of 10 on that one, Earl.
Okay. Earl, don't listen to him. It's hard to do on a phone. I'm your biggest Bruder, not Dan anymore. He let you down there. It's tough to do.
Honesty is the best policy, Dom.
All right, I hear you. I wasn't as strong as I would agree, but it was good.
It's good.
Earl,
good.
Who's your lucky person?
Oh, Dan's so upset because I called him out yesterday. But anyway.
Okay.
True.
I'm going to go a little outside the box. I did have a woman who survived three disasters, and after hearing the Selleck answer, it's like, well, I can't compete against that. So I decided I'm going to go outside the box. I'm going to go with Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he was a morning radio shock jock in Pittsburgh, got fired from all of his jobs, quit radio because he thought he was doing so poorly at it. Ended up doing morning shows in Sacramento, wasn't really going anywhere, doing anything. And then his lucky break hit, Morton Downey Jr. insulted an Asian councilwoman in California and refused to apologize and got fired. And Rush Limbaugh took over the afternoon show. So he had his morning audience, he grabbed the afternoon audience, really started to build a following in Sacramento, got the attention of Roger Ailes. Ended up being picked as Roger Ailes' pick for his new national conservative radio show, and the rest is history. He became the legend that he is today, not from lack of skill, but he just had that one lucky break where he doubled his audience and just went from there.
Thank you, Earl. I think it was John McLaughlin, to be truthful, not Roger Ailes on Rush, though, because I remember that was the first real syndicated show that worked. All right. So Pam Bondi has ordered the Department of Justice to pause federal funding for sanctuary cities. This directive comes as part of the broader policy moves to enforce immigration laws more rigorously. This action, here's the key, targets 220 cities, thank you, Dan, identified as sanctuaries, affecting the financial allocations from federal sources. Okay. Thanks. Dan gave me this. I remember it was a rainy day. I had sessions on. He was in town. And a federal judge has again rebuked the administration's efforts to pressure.
This was a story back from 2018.
With sessions, right. I don't see the date, but that's first administration. The ruling from Michael Bailon in Philadelphia District Court laid the groundwork for even more rulings that further limited what administration can do to punish sanctuary cities, a key priority. Going further to any indict in using a Supreme Court decision to rule an existing federal law unconstitutional. Well, here's the thing. The Supreme Court has changed. And will the Supreme Court now rule that the federal government can't take away money from 220 cities and states that are violating federal law, violating the law of the land? So it's not a layup that tomorrow Philadelphia is going to see this funding taken away. It might take a while to get to the Supreme Court, but if the Supreme Court is wise, they would rule on this within the next 6 months at least. It's a big shot, though. It's her first big move, Pam Bondi directing them not to do it. And if a judge now says, well, we're directing you to do it, we're going to see what happens here. Supreme Court's got to get involved on this. This is what America wants. Look, we're saying this. You want to have a sanctuary city. You want to continue this. Knock yourself out. But guess what? You're not getting the money. And as I understand this, it means any federal money. Just imagine the people running in the streets in Philadelphia. No federal money. If the Supreme Court rules this is constitutional. Sessions didn't have either the heart and the Supreme Court backing, I guess, at that point. But this administration does. This is one you got to win. This is one that is the winner of winners. You take away that money, you force them to have to give this up. It's all worth it right there. And I think this could happen. Way to go, Pam Bondi. Those that said Matt Gaetz, can you imagine? No, it's Pam Bondi. Not even, 30 seconds in a job. Bang. Right on it. All right. Lightning round is next on Talk Radio 1210. Well, we're a little confused here. It's a side question today. I don't know what happened. Little box. Just a little bit more before we go to the lightning round, though.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right. I'm reading
Why
here.
Why do I always do that?
I'm reading here from how Philadelphia defended with one Jim Kenney dancing the Sanctuary City song against Sessions. Going to be a lot tougher with Bondi in the Supreme Court now. Kenney in the court brief wrote, as you know, the city welcomed immigrants long before I was ever mayor. Immigrants are the key to the success of Philadelphia. The lawsuit refers to Philadelphia's vibrant immigrant community as a vital part of its workforce, says the city has adopted policies that seek to foster trust between the immigrant population and city officials and employees. As a rule, Philadelphia officers do not ask residents about their immigration status.
A sanctuary city.
There you go. Remember that? Now, Mayor Parker has not done that. Just think of how groundbreaking this will be if this goes to the Supreme Court, which I predict it will, just sooner, hopefully, rather than later, and they win. You have 220 of these cities, 220 now, and states, Jersey, California, I don't know how many others, that are sanctuary city states. Are they really going to say then, we're still going to continue with this even if we don't get federal money? Picture Philadelphia, places like this. Picture Camden. Picture any of them, if that were a possibility. And it is now. All right, let's go to the lightning round. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hi. First of all, I consider myself lucky to have discovered you after Dennis Miller stopped doing his radio show.
Well, Joe, I appreciate that very much. Thank you to Dennis Miller, too. He does a good show. I appreciate it.
My answer would be Roy Sullivan, a park ranger from Virginia that was struck by lightning 7 times.
Yeah, you
and
think
carried water with him to put his hair out.
Thank you, Joe. You think he would stay?
That's a bad idea.
Would have stayed inside. I'm looking at this woman, Dan, Julianne Kopechi, sucked out of an airplane after it was struck by lightning, fell over 2 miles to the ground, still strapped to her plane seat and lived.
What?
Endured a 9-day walk, though, through the Amazon jungle before being rescued. She was the sole survivor of this flight.
Wow. We have an answer like that on the board here.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, so that, I think she's got to be pretty resilient, too. Lucky, yes, but resilient. Walking, right. Robert of Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, good to talk to you guys today. And I don't think Sully was lucky. Sully was good, but I would say his passengers were lucky. So that might have been a better answer.
Yeah, I don't want to despoil the fact. I love the boldness of this guy. I'm just going to land on the Hudson. Imagine a co-pilot. Oh, my God.
You did kind of lead into my answer, I guess.
Okay.
That would be the Serbian stewardess, Vesna Vukovic, I believe, who fell 33,000 feet in a plane that disintegrated in the air in the tail section, wedged between the wall and the serving cart, and she survived 6.5 miles. She wanted to fly again after that, but they wouldn't let her. She stayed on the job for the airline and lived to 66 years old. You know, that's pretty lucky, I think. But I think also Chip's answer really hit home, too. So
I was thinking, Robert, I was thinking of you when he said that,
yeah.
Without a doubt. Yeah,
you guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you, Robert. Jose in Feasterville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jose, what do you have today?
How you doing, sir? I have a person that's possibly luckiest and unluckiest. His name is Tsutomu Yamaguchi. I believe he survived both atomic bombs and was part of both atomic bombs.
Yeah. Both Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Correct, right? Yes, sir.
Yeah, he, like,
yes,
took
sir.
A train.
I also
he
had
took
a question, if possible, sir.
Yes, go right ahead.
I was curious. So if they're going to be contesting the withholding of funding from the DOJ for sanctuary cities, if I'm not mistaken, there should be some sort of legal fees for contesting that. Is that coming from federal funding or local? If it's local, shouldn't taxpayers be aware of what kind of BS, I don't know if I can say that,
yeah,
that we're funding? And if it's federal, if they're withholding the money, how are they going to pay for it?
Well, it would be the city, that what they pay their attorneys, and they probably get outside attorneys on this, and there'll be a national group that will do this. So,
it'd be taxpayers that don't want
they're
going to have to pay for it.
Exactly right. Yeah, but it's a different world now in that the Supreme Court is different, Jose, than the last time with this. telling me, I think the Supreme Court would rule, yes, the federal government can enforce the law through this mechanism. Thanks for that first-time call. Mm-hmm. That was a very good...
Might be up there with Carmen as the best first-time call we've ever had.
Yeah, nobody can top that. That's... No, the guy, the Blazing Jesse.
Oh, Blazing Jesse.
Jesse going in. I'm trying to think of a guy first-time call that may have done it. Well, then there's the great Quentin Tarantino, his first-time call, and he wasn't even calling me, and I put him on.
Great question from Jose.
Yeah, that's a great question. Henry, who did you like today?
Yeah, the ones we took. I mean, Chip and Egg Harbor with the adopted kids. I mean, obviously, it hits home with there. And I like the last answer there of Jose and Feast.
I like that, too.
Because that guy, he got nuked on Friday, took the weekend off, and then was like, yeah, I'll go to Nagasaki. And that's
that
Monday. Yeah.
And lived it both.
Dan, you got to make a decision here. Both ways.
Well, I have three. Dom Frano Selleck from Dave in Oakland. Train crash, plane crash, bus crash, car crash, bus again, car again. Hit the lottery. Joe in Columbus, friend on 9/11 who went to a daughter's first day of school instead of to work. Right. And on my list, I think he's got to be the winner, man. Chip in Little Lake Harbor Township talking about how lucky adopted kids are to have their adopted parents.
I like the last one a lot, the first time call. I hope he calls again. That is amazing. But you know what? I got to go with Chip.
Yeah.
That was such a moving call. I can't even imagine that feeling around that. So thank you, Chip. Yeah, it was a magical moment. Wow. We're already headed towards the OE time, and then tomorrow we'll see how this lands with the issue of take away the money. There'll be lawsuits after lawsuits. Supreme Court got to get involved, and it shouldn't take years. Come on. Let's do it in 2025. And I bet they go maybe 5-4, 6-3, maybe, saying, yeah, you got to follow the law of Philadelphia. Take that, Jim Kenney, and your Sanctuary City dance. You want to pay for it, buddy? That's the guy I'd love to have on this stand. That'd be all time. Henry, get on that. Get Jim Kenney in studio tomorrow. He can do the dance on YouTube. Richie always next. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.